This is Chris Grabowski. I'd like to talk to you today about a utility called Ulmer Backup. It's a backup utility that can back up your files to removable media, different folders, different drives, computers on a network, even an FTP site. And I'm at the desktop now, and I'm...
Ulmer Backup, 43, 184.
Ulmer Backup, so we'll press Enter.
Ulmer Backup. Desktop. Ulmer Backup E. 4.5. Progress. No selected item. List view. Talk. Yes. Name. Book courier. Destination folder. CDRW Backup. Work mode. Backup mode. Status. Normal. 1 of 4. Yes. Name. Book point. Destination folder. CDRW Backup. Work mode. Backup mode. Last run. 7/31/2005/5/09/29 p.m. Status. Normal. 2. Of 4. Yes. Name. Brillo QT Backup. Destination folder. CDRW Backup. Work mode. Backup mode. Last run. Bottom. Yes. Name. My backups. Destination folder. CDRW Backup. Work.
As you can see, at least the list here is very speech friendly. a couple of those, like the book courier and the book port, basically what I do is take the flashcard out of the device, put it into a flashcard reader, and then run the task, and it copies the files from the flashcard to a CD drive. So if I wanted to keep backups of what's on the book courier, the book port, or even the Braille note, I can do that using this program. I also have another job of my backups, which would be like emails and my documents and you know, all the important files that I don't want to lose.
Backup read pull down.
So now we're at the menu bar.
Group G pull down. Options O pull down. View read pull down. Log L pull down. Help page pull down. System pull down. Backup read pull down.
Go to backup. Go down.
New backup control N. Edit backup control O. Delete backup L. Duplicate backup. Tasks pull down.
If we hit enter on tasks.
Run control F8.
You can have it run the task, which is actually Control F8. So if you arrow to the task and press Control F8, it will run that backup. What I want to do, though, is I want to go
menu
to
closed.
A
task closed.
New task.
Ulmer Backup E. 4.
So we'll do Control N.
New backup. Edit box. Name backup.
What do we want to call our backup? We'll call it
TPFT space TPFO.
And then we'll tab.
Active backup. Checkbox. Check.
Is it active? Yes.
Backup mode. Talk. Backup mode simple copy. 1 of 5. Combo box.
Do we want a simple copy?
Backup mode copy with deleting out of date files. 3 of 5. Backup mode move with deleting out of date files. 4 of 5. Button. Synchronization mode. 5 of 5.
So you can actually synchronize.
Backup mode simple move. 2 of 5. Talk. Backup mode simple copy. 1 of 5. Source. 1 of 9. Tab
That's
control.
The source. This is what you're backing up.
No selected item. No selected item.
Okay.
No selected
There's actually item. Nothing there, so we'll add something.
Add item. Button. Space. Context menu. Add file. Add folder. Add registry key. Add my documents.
So I'll add my documents.
Menu closed. Add item. Button.
So now we'll shift tab back to that list.
No selected item.
Mail for
talk. Button. See documents and settings under my documents.
Subfolder.
Yes. Include mask. Include mask. .tmp. 1 of 1.
So now if we tab off.
Add item. Button. Delete item. Button. OKO. Button. Cancel C. Button. Apply. Button. Edit box. Name backup. Test demo. Active backup. Checkbox. Check. Backup mode. Talk. Backup mode. Source. 1. Talk. Button. See documents and settings under my documents. Subfolders. Yes. Include mask. Exclude mask. .tmp. 1. Of 1. List.
So you can actually include, if you wanted to edit that, you can actually include or exclude, like if I wanted to exclude my music folder, because I don't want all the MP3 files that I have backed up to the CD and I just wanted the documents, I can go in and edit that and tell it to ignore the my music folder underneath my documents. So now we'll press Control Tab and we'll go to the next tab.
Crank up to talk, local disk, network disk, and so on. 1 of 3, count for bytes.
So where do you want it to back up to?
The time is 3 o'clock.
FTP server, 2 of 3. Button, CDRW drive, 3 of 3.
Okay, so if you tab.
Device, talk, 200 EMA DVDRWND 2100 at 1.26, 1 of 2.
Okay,
count for bytes.
Finds your CD drive.
Edit bytes, macros. Macros, button. Edit bytes, label.
What do you want the label to be?
Erase disk before backup.
So
edit bytes,
we'll
label. TPFO. Erase disk before backup. Check bytes, unchecked.
Do you want to erase the disk before the backup?
OKO, button. Cancel C, button. Apply, button. Edit bytes, name backup. Test demo, active backup. Check bytes, checked. Backup mode, talk. Backup mode, simple copy. Destination, backup to. Destination, 2 of 9. Options, 3 of 9. Talk, file create mode, incremental backup, radio button, check, 1 of 2.
Here's where, do you want it to do an incremental backup?
Button, file create mode, full backup recreate all.
Or
radio
full
button.
Backup and recreate all. If you're actually going to erase the CDRW disk, you'd want to put the create all and not the incremental.
Enable revision, checkbox, unchecked. Stop backup and error, checkbox, unchecked. OKO. Button. Cancel C. Button. Apply. Edit box. Name backup. Test demo. Active backup. Backup mode. Talk. Backup options. 3 of 9. Tab control. Compress. 4 of 9. Compress data. Checkbox. Unchecked.
If you check that, it'll be a zip file, so you could actually compress the data into a zip file before it burns it to your CD.
OKO. Button. Cancel C.
Control Tab.
Apply. Edit box. Name backup. Active backup. Check box.
Tab.
Backup mode. Talk. Backup mode. Simple copy. Compress. 4 of 9. Tab. Encryption. 5 of 9. Encryption method. Talk. No encryption. 1 of 3.
You can have
Apple
it.
Box.
You can have your data encrypted.
A 128-bit encryption. 2 of 3. Button. A 256-bit encryption. Edit box. Password.
There's your password for the encryption.
Edit box. Confirm password. OKO. Button. Cancel C. Button. Apply. Button. Edit box. Name backup. Test demo. Active backup. Check. Backup mode. Talk. Encryption. Schedule. 6 of 9.
You can have it schedule.
Run this backup at. Start owner backup. Check box. Unchecked. Run this backup at. Shut down owner backup. Check box. Unchecked. Run this backup at. Every checkbox unchecked. Talk none. 1 of 3. Combo box. OKO. Button. Cancel C. Apply. Button. Edit box. Name backup. Active backup. Schedule. 6 of 9. External task. 7 of 9.
There's an external task. I've never really gotten it to work, but you're supposed to be able to play a sound after your backup is complete. I've never gotten that to work.
Email notify. 8 of 9.
What I like is email notify. You can set it up so that it will email you when the backup is complete, which seems to work for me.
Email notify. Checkbox. Unchecked. OKO. Button.
If you check that.
Email in space. Checked. Edit box.
It's your SMTP settings.
But apply, cancel, OKO, email notify, send message, group box, perform SMTP authentication, checkbox, unchecked, off subject, always,
subject,
group box, send test message, button, add macros, button, from email, group box,
from
email,
email,
group
to
box,
email,
username, group box, pen, STMP server, group box, port 25, backup, you will also be informed about an error if it occurs, edit box, 25. Edit. Email notify. Checkbox. Check space. Uncheck. Email notify. 8. Test. 9 of 9. Test backup T. Button.
And you can actually test the backup.
List view. No select. No select. OKO.
For
button.
Errors.
Cancel C. Button. Space. Offer backup E. 4.5. Progress. Button. Yes. Name. My breakups.
So we'll cancel out of that. And if you tab, we're back in the main...
Yes. Name. Brilliant QT breakup.
Main backup screen if you tab.
10-9-20-05 at 2:54:32 p.m. Over breakup 4.5 started. List view.
There's your log.
10-9-20-05 at 2:54:32 p.m. Over breakup 4.5 started.
And this will tell you... whether the email was sent successfully, whether the backup was created successfully, or if there was an error with the backup, so you can do that. The thing is, I had to create a set file for this and reclass this as a list view. That was the only change that I had to make as far as the program being speech friendly. And if you read your status bar...
Breakup in Q0. Breakup in progress in. 10-9-20-05 at 2:54:32 p.m. over breakup 4.5.
So it will tell you if your backup is... or if you have any backups in the queue or whatever. Now let's take a look at the options that you can set.
Yes. Name. Brilliant QT breakup. Destination.
Quiet.
General options. 1 of 5. Options. Load at Windows Startup Users. Checkbox. Unchecked. Options. Load at Windows Startup Current User. Checkbox. Unchecked. Options. Hide Splash Window at Startup. Checkbox. Unchecked.
You can hide the splash screen at Startup.
Options. Minimize over backup while running. Checkbox. Unchecked. Options. Minimize over backup on close. Checkbox. Unchecked. Options. Animated icon and tray when working. Checkbox. Checked. Edit box. Options. DOCUMB1 owner LOCLS1 temp. Browse. Button. Options. 3 of 6. Track bar. OKO. Button. Cancel C. General options. 1. Log options. 2 of 5.
So you can see what we have for the log.
Log options. Log to log area. Checkbox. Checked. Log options. Log to external log file. Checkbox. Checked. Log options. See breakup.log. Edit box. Log options. Overwrite log file of owner backup start. Checkbox. Checked. Log options. Extended error recording. Checkbox. Checked. Log options. Combo box. Log options. Combo box. Log options. Combo box. Log options. Combo box. OKO. Cancel C. But log options. 2 of 5. Macros options. 3 of 5.
These are the macros.
Edit box. Date options.
The date, the time, if you want. It'll rename the backup with the date and the time.
Macros options.
So you'd set those there.
Security options. 4. Protect configuration with password. Checkbox. Unchecked. OKO.
So you can protect the configuration with a password.
Cancel C.
Which is pretty cool.
Security options. 4 of 5. View settings. 5 of 5. Show columns. Talk. Active. 1 of 5.
Here's all the columns that you can show.
Talk. Active. Name. Destination folder. Work mode. 4. Button. Last run. OKO. Button. Cancel C. Button. View settings. 5 of 5. Cancel C. Button.
So it's cancel out of the settings.
Space. Over backup V. 4.5. Progress. Yes. Name. Brilliant QT Bank.
And we're back to the main Ulmer backup screen, so we can close out of here.
Ulmer backup. Desktop. Ulmer backup. 43.
If you'd like more information about Ulmer Backup, you can visit ulmersoft, ulmersoft.com, and you can download a trial. If you need more information from me, you can contact me at chrisg, chrisg, at buffalo, buffalo.edu.